Many mothers. When Jennifer was a freshman in high school, she slipped in the mud on the far side of the softball field during lunchtime. Her mom dropped what she was doing and drove to Jennifer's school with a fresh change of clothing, knowing her daughter was auditioning for the school play that afternoon. Jennifer is participating right now in a Nikon retreat where she's reflecting on her whole life. She just spent 2 hours reflecting on what she received from her mother during her first 3 years of high school. She has a long list which includes her mom driving her to piano lessons, making her breakfast almost every morning, that's 1,000 breakfasts, arranging for her to attend a music camp during summer break, and throwing her a special Sweet 16 birthday party. She also considered the question of what she gave to her mother during those same years, but had trouble remembering, and her list is quite brief. The final question involves reflecting on the troubles and difficulties she caused her mom during that time. She caused a car accident while driving, and that resulted in about $1,800 of damage to the family car. She also got in a fight with her sister that resulted in her sister going to the emergency room for stitches in her lip. It was an accident, of course. And she borrowed her mom's favorite blouse, and she got blueberry stains on it, which never came out. There was more. Jennifer is 48 years old, and it's the first day of her retreat. She'll continue to reflect on her life in relation to her mother up until the present day. During that time, she'll calculate how many loads of laundry her mom did for her and how many dirty dishes her mom washed. At the end of her reflection on her mother, she'll have a clearer sense of the give and take in the relationship. She'll also have a clearer understanding of what it was like to be Jennifer's mother all those years. She already has a good idea of all the things that her mother did that agitate, bother, and disappoint her. And she's had an easy time holding on to her mother's faults and shortcomings. Her reflections fill in the bigger picture. Now, with time to consciously reflect on her relationship over the years, she recalls all the occasions when she was cared for and loved. Jennifer's mother is still alive. That means she'll have an opportunity, if she chooses, to express her gratitude in a heartfelt way, which is grounded in the awareness of how she was loved. She doesn't have to wait for Mother's Day or her mom's birthday. For others, however, their mothers are no longer alive. They may cultivate a sincere sense of gratitude for their mom's love, but they won't be able to share that with her. Their thanks can only be expressed in their hearts and in their memories of her. Perhaps your own mother died when you were young, or perhaps she actually abandoned you when you were a child, so you were raised by an aunt. Or maybe she abandoned you at birth and you were placed in an orphanage. How do you develop a sense of gratitude for a mother who, to be honest, simply wasn't there for you much of your life? It's pretty difficult to do as long as we see our mother as a single human being. Even if she was around for many years, she probably was imperfect and made mistakes. So I'd like to offer you a different vision of your mother, a vision in which your mother is not an individual human being, but a constellation of many human beings. A force of care, support, and loving kindness which has mothered you since you were born. Even if your mother didn't always change your diapers, someone changed them. Even if your mother didn't always make you dinner, someone made you dinner. Might have been the people who put the food in the Swanson frozen dinners you ate when you came home late from school. Someone took care of you when you were sick. Someone tied shoes for you before you learned to do it. And then someone taught you how to tie shoes yourself. Someone taught you to read and drove you everywhere before you could drive and provided you with shoes and washed your dirty laundry. In some cases, perhaps in many cases, this was your birth mother. In other cases, much of this was done by your adoptive mother or perhaps the aunt who lived with you when you were a teenager or sometimes your grandmother or your dad or your older brother or uncle. I'm suggesting a vision of your mother as a team of many people, each one playing a major and minor role in helping you become who you are. So let's include the authors of books that touched your spirit and the babysitter and the neighbor who let you play with her puppy. And let's not forget the school nurse who gave you a Band-Aid when you cut your leg at recess and your best friend's mom who used to let you stay for dinner on Fridays after school. If you reflect deeply on your life, you'll find a rather large team of people, some of whom you never met, that offered you mothering throughout your childhood and into your adult years. These people cared for you, supported you, taught you, mended you, transported you, fed you, and in their own way, loved you. How could we expect one woman, one human being, to handle this huge job? That would be impossible. You probably had one person, a team captain, who took the lead during your childhood. Maybe you had different team leaders at different points in your life, but they were all part of the same team. To really understand how you were loved and to really have a sense of gratitude and response, you have to see this as a team effort. This isn't to discount the care and extraordinary efforts of the person you refer to as your mother. She may have led that team for many years, and if so, she deserves a great deal of thanks. She was on the front lines much of the time. If you see that she did a wonderful job, then certainly let her know that you realize the depth of her love and commitment to you. If you're lucky, then you may have an opportunity to repay her when she's old, when her body and mind are decaying, and she needs someone to cook for her and change her diapers. But the amazing thing about life is that in those moments when our mother fell short of giving us what we needed, someone else probably stepped in to do so. God, Buddha, or some higher power did a pretty good job of orchestrating our love. He just didn't want to give the entire responsibility to one person. So he delegated different pieces to different people at different moments. Ultimately, the source of that love, regardless of what face we see when we open our eyes, comes from the same place. To be aware of the countless ways we've been loved throughout our life is to be aware of that source. And that awareness easily transcends the mistakes or human limitations of our mother, or of any single human being. So thank you, Mom, for all those moments of loving care you provided. And thanks to the rest of the team who carried out their respective roles at just the right time. I'm here right now thanks to all of you. Let's celebrate the spirit of motherhood, a spirit which reveals itself in the words and deeds of moms everywhere. You know who you are. And sometimes, so do we.